Stan. The soldiers are driven back by a number of impulses. One is professional satisfaction. Almost every soldier in a volunteer army welcomes the prospect of action. Another is their sense of duty, which has stood up well to the climate of self-interest prevalent in civilian life. But there is more to it than that. Soldiers have a refreshingly clear-cut sense of right and wrong. They sympathize with the Afghan people caught between the cruelty of the insurgents and the venality of the authorities, and want to help them. The job is tough and dangerous, and brimming with frustrations and disillusionment. But the prizes of safety at home and a better Afghanistan are considered, if they can be won, to be worth it. The soldiers' enthusiasm, though, is finite. A military stalemate will eventually lower morale and degrade performance. If there are no signs that the Afghan government are serious about governing, that process will accelerate. The phrase, ground truth, is a military expression meaning how things are compared with how they are imagined to be. Soldiers know the ground truth better than anyone, yet it seems to me their voices have not been given the attention they deserve. He had imagined this moment often during the last 2 years. Now, after an hour-long climb along a rocky, sun-baked ridgeline,